You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. And we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home in a simple way to get it, Rocket can. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 3 hours. It's a 4-hour show. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. And you can listen on your local affiliate. You can tune in on the free Odyssey app. Put it on your phone. Put it on your tablet. All you have to do, punch in CBS Sports Radio. Listen in the car, at home, in the garage, at work. And you never have to worry about being stuck in one individual place. Thank you to people listening on Sirius XM Channel 158 and everybody locked in on a smart speaker. We talked about cut day. A lot of NFL players are former NFL players right now. Some will get another chance, another opportunity, as rosters have been cut down from 80 to 53. Approximately 800 NFL players. It sucks getting that pink slip. Maybe they'll join a practice squad. Maybe they'll get picked up by another team. But man, dreams get shattered and they get shattered quick. No big name cuts today. The Raiders, they cut Alex Leatherwood, offensive lineman from Alabama. Man, this guy was picked at number 17 last year, and the Raiders are basically paying him $15 million to go away. Yeah, new regime, we don't give a damn about this guy. He doesn't know how to play football without committing a penalty, and so he has to go. Marlon Mack was let go by the Texans. And if you're the Texans, man, you might surprise a few people. But there's so many spots that have to get filled on this roster. It's no big surprise there as well. As we continue on in the show, I want to share with you some comments made by John Gruden. He finally opened up about his email scandal, even though he's still pretty much in litigation mode against the NFL. Saying that the NFL intentionally leaked his emails. His comments, rather interesting. There was an admission of shame, but there was also a defense by John Gruden of his character. It doesn't kind of fit together, if you ask me. We'll get into that. Also, John Wall, very, very clear about how he felt at one point in time while he dealt with injuries and also some personal matters. And it makes you really say, well, damn, everybody's a human. That's one of the comments that John Gruden said, but John Wall's comments take it to a totally different space. And so we got a lot to get into. But right before we went to break, I mean, damn. Aaron Judge hit another home run. 51 home runs by Aaron Judge. Currently the Los Angeles Lakers, I mean, we'll talk about them as well. You know, Russell Westbrook and Patrick Beverley, there are reports that they're going to keep them together. But the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, they're losing to the New York Yankees right now in Orange County. 7-2. Aaron Judge already has 2 hits on the night. He's 2-for-3, has 3 RBIs, 51 home runs. We're not even in September yet. He's now 10 away from tying Roger Maris. And damn it, if he hits 62, he's going to have more home runs than any player ever in the American League. And sure, Barry Bonds is the all-time season leader, record holder for home runs. You got Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa there. And no big shock or surprise that these gentlemen, unfortunately, their records are tainted a little bit. They used, okay? They got assistance in getting these records. And so I hope Aaron Judge gets it. We talked last night about Albert Pujols and what he might be able to do as his career comes to a close. But Aaron Judge is in the prime of his career. Aaron Judge is in a contract year. And what a way to go out there and prove your worth. What a way to go out there and let your bat do the talking. This is really an interesting juxtaposition. New York City is a big-ass city. Forget the United States of America. New York City is one of the biggest cities on Earth, one of the most densely populated. There are people in New York City, and which is a baseball-crazy town, which is a sports-crazy town. There are so many people in New York City and the metropolitan area that there are folks who don't even know who Aaron Judge is. There are people who have no idea who Kevin Durant is. There are people in New York City, they wouldn't know the Nets from the Mets. It's true.
Wait, Jay, I'm sorry. You said there's people here who don't know who Kevin Durant. I just want to make sure I'm hearing this correctly.
You did.
Okay.
There's 16 to 20 million people in the metropolitan area.
But Kevin Durant?
Your brain is so tied into sports. Think about every person who lives in New York City. Think about every person who gets up in the morning and goes to work. Think about every corner and every spot of the planet that people come from. New York City is a melting pot. Unfortunately, New York City is also in a downtime like a many of our cities here. Everybody doesn't give a damn about sports the way that you and I do. And so, yes, if you're a sports fan, you know who Kevin Durant is. But if I'm coming over into New York City to make a living and I'm working 9 to 5 to send money back home to wherever I came from, I may not give a damn about basketball. I may not care about the Yankees. And so, yes, this might sound shocking, Shep. There are a lot of people in New York City, in the city, the entire city and metropolitan area, who have no idea who Kevin Durant is. It's the same thing. What part doesn't make sense?
No, I've never been more shocked by anything you've said. Like, Jay, the only I don't mean to be disrespectful right now. I'm just the guy's been around for 16 years. He's 6'11", and I think that's an understatement. He's played in multiple Olympic after multiple Olympics, so he's been on an international stage. Basketball, as you have alluded to, has been governed and run by the most successful commissioner we've ever seen in the history of team sports. So they have put this guy out there on the forefront for everybody, even casual
Shep,
people to see. Yes.
You make a living in sports.
I try to, but would you say the same thing about LeBron? Like, do people not know who LeBron – I'm not trying to be funny here.
No. I can take a trip up to 116th Street and 3rd Avenue. I can walk into a restaurant, and I can bring up Kevin Durant to the back cook, who might be male or female, and that cook may not even give a damn about NBA basketball.
Right, but they're aware of who Kevin Durant is. They could identify that Kevin Durant is a basketball player.
No. I'm sorry to break it to you. With as many people who live in New York City, there are people in New York who care about the arts. They may know LeBron. They may not know the subsidiaries of all the other basketball players. Kevin Durant is one of the most famous basketball players on the planet. But I hate to tell you, there are a lot of people who don't give a damn or follow basketball, even to say that they know who the top players are. And if I have to think about the entire metropolitan area, for all the people who don't come from New York City, who weren't born in New York City, who come from other places across the world, no, not everybody knows these guys. You and I know them because we talk about them all day.
So is there any other exception that bounces a basketball outside of LeBron where if you went to any cafe, any art venue, they're aware of who a LeBron James is?
LeBron James, Michael Jordan,
Kobe Bryant, Shaq,
probably, yes.
Steph.
Maybe not. I doubt it.
Got it.
No. This ain't a conversation about basketball, man. This is not, and this is almost at times about when I talk about a popularity of baseball. It's like, hey, most people can tell you who a Derek Jeter is. Just in America, as an American figure, a famous American, most people will go, oh, yeah, Derek Jeter baseball. Whether they know what he looks like or they never heard of him, most people can identify the name. The name sounds familiar. Look, I'll put it to you this way, Shaq. Jennifer Lopez is from the Bronx, New York. You know that, right?
I think everybody knows that.
Well, there is a famous clip, which is not surprising at all, of Jennifer Lopez walking through the Bronx, walking through her own neighborhood, where you would think everybody from the Bronx knows Jennifer Lopez. Jennifer Lopez walked through her old neighborhood. She walked by her old house. The person living in the house had no idea who the hell she was. You want to know why? They didn't give a damn about Jennifer Lopez or her pop music. They don't give a damn about her movies. You got people who are just trying to wake up and make a living, and they don't have no time to think about, man, I can't wait to get to that concert. I can't wait to sing Jenny from the Block. Like, people, there's a lot of people. Sports, for a lot of folks, is an escape. It's a leisure activity. And at the same time, if you got to think about people who are coming from other parts of the world, American basketball is not at the forefront. American baseball is not at the forefront. NFL football is here with us in America. We ain't talking about Messi and Ronaldo, figures that people, most people around the globe will identify. That's where there's a difference. So when we talk about Kevin Durant, most people in New York City knowing who he is, New York City has a lot of people who ain't from New York. They got a lot of people here from all over the country, all over the world. I'd venture to say, in New York City proper, in the metropolitan area, more people are familiar with someone like Messi and Ronaldo than they are with Kevin Durant.
Can we put a friendly wager on this, JR?
Sure, go for it.
Okay, you're an encyclopedia when it comes to sports. I only just want to present a different perspective, which is Kevin Durant is one of the 30 most recognizable faces on planet Earth, if nothing else because he is freakishly, and I say that respectfully, tall, and he's been in the vernacular and popular larger society for 16 years now, beginning when he was a freak of nature at Texas. And again, he has played in three different Olympics, so people worldwide have seen him star in basketball.
I think that's more of a niche audience than you realize.
Got it.
I really do. You can say he's one of the 30 most popular on Earth.
I would say that.
If I wanted to put professional athletes, maybe he probably hits that 30, but he'd probably be at the back end. I would look at footballers before that.
You think maybe people in New York know Messi and Ronaldo and I'm trying to think of guys like Rooney, you think they recognize their face if they're on the streets of Manhattan in Times Square?
Oh, man, if you walked Messi or Ronaldo, you wouldn't be able to. No different than Durant because, yes, he's freakishly tall, but basketball is a global game, yes, but it still trails soccer. It still trails football. And so if I have to think about New York City proper, I ain't thinking about Manhattan. I'm not thinking about the 20,000 people that will walk through Madison Square Garden on 31st Street. I'm thinking about the people in Bensonhurst. I'm thinking about the individuals in the South Bronx. I'm thinking about people just Sunset Park everywhere. Flushing. Not everybody cares. New York is a blue-collar town, and it's a beautiful place because you could think about folks you have on Wall Street. just as much as you have people who are just trying to make ends meet. And everybody is forced to live on top of each other. And it also forces you to be tolerable. And so people come from different backgrounds. And, hey, sure, Kevin Durant competed in the Olympics, in multiple Olympics. But what does that mean for everybody across on the planet? Knowing who he is, what does that mean? Everybody watches the Olympics is watching USA basketball. They're going to remember Kevin Durant standing out from a bunch of other tall guys. People know Usain Bolt. People know Messi. People know Ronaldo. People know LeBron. Kevin Durant, yes. Giannis, I would say Giannis and maybe Curry before Durant in that space. And so saying that every person in New York City knows Kevin Durant, that's I don't know why that would be a surprise. A lot of people in New York City, the metropolitan area, not everybody follows basketball.
I know, and I get everything you're saying. I just think Kevin Durant has done so many mainstream things. He's been on so many different Tonight shows and talk show formats, and
he has.
He's been on CBS and NBC and Fox and ABC and WPIX. I mean, he goes beyond sports. And Kevin Durant, what he does in terms of an entrepreneur, what he does culturally, how much he's done philanthropically, he transcends the game as much as anyone of his generation. He's just not well liked. But it doesn't mean he's not so formidable and has so much notoriety.
So you're telling me, I'm trying to understand this, because I think what I said was very simple. Not everybody in New York City knows Kevin Durant. There are people in Brooklyn, New York, who do not know who Kevin Durant is. Doesn't that make sense?
No, it makes total sense in the world. What I was saying was, even with Jennifer Lopez, who was a international superstar, you're always going to have individuals like Jared. You remember this clip? There was a clip of Floyd Mayweather walking into a barbershop, and Floyd Mayweather is pound for pound the greatest boxer in the history of that sport, 50-0. And there was that woman saying, you know, I don't know who you are, and Floyd was saying, Google me. And there were multiple people in that barbershop that did not know who Floyd Mayweather is. That doesn't mean any public venue Floyd Mayweather goes into, wherever he travels to in the world, there are always going to be cameras on him because someone will recognize him and take notice. That's what I was saying about Kevin Durant. He's reached that stratosphere.
Yes,
Aaron Judge has not yet. Aaron Judge hasn't been around long enough. He hasn't been great long enough. There's been many injury seasons that Aaron Judge has had.
We're talking about two different things here. We really are. I brought up the fact, I was trying to look at the juxtaposition here between Kevin Durant in New York City and Aaron Judge, a player in New York City, and how they are received, being one plays in Brooklyn, one plays in the Bronx, how they are not that far apart, but there's a way that Aaron Judge carries himself that is to be appreciated. Especially with the nonsense that we've had to endure with Kevin Durant over the past several months. I want to leave. I want to be traded. Fire this guy. Trying to force himself out. And Aaron Judge, meanwhile, on the other hand, he has legitimate gripes on how he's been treated by the New York Yankees. And he hasn't said a damn thing. And so that was more so where the appreciation was. To look at two megastars in New York City and to look at how one has behaved and handled himself and how the other one has handled himself. And it's like that was more so love for Aaron Judge. My point being that what I initially said was that you have Kevin Durant and you have two guys living and working and playing in a gigantic city, and that, yes, not everybody follows sports. That was my point. It wasn't so much about, oh, man, well, you know, Kevin Durant isn't a global star. Of course he is. We know he's a global star. We know that he's an Olympian. And so my point was, it's very simple. Not everybody follows sports. Not everybody knows who he is. It has nothing to do with his popularity or this or that. There's somebody rotting the subway right now who doesn't give a damn about NBA basketball and doesn't know who Durant is. There's somebody riding the 4 train past the Bronx right now, and they don't know who Aaron Judge is. But that's besides the point. My point was, Aaron Judge is continuing to do something spectacular. And here you have someone who's doing it the right way, who has a chance and an opportunity to gripe and complain and bitch and moan and ask for money. And then you have Kevin Durant, on the other hand, who just signed a $200 million contract and basically spent all summer trying to whine himself out. And so here in one city, New York City, in separate boroughs, one in the Bronx and one in Brooklyn, and they're not that too damn far apart, an hour on the train, 30 minutes in the car. But I mean, damn, Aaron Judge is deserving of all of the love that he's receiving. That was my ultimate point. And I'm glad here we're talking to a bunch of folks who love sports. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to come back, take a break, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Listen, you do a great job, man. Before I ask my question, I just want to say I've heard you a couple of times on here. You always have great content, and you got a great sense of humor, and I enjoy listening to you. So I want to start out by saying that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Aaron Judge continues his potential assault on the record books. Aaron Judge continues to march towards an American League MVP. Tonight, he hits his 51st home run. He is on pace for 64. The American League record is 61. 51 home runs on the season. 113 RBIs. He is batting .296, and right now the New York Yankees are leading the Los Angeles Angels in Anaheim. Still one of the dumbest names I've ever heard in my life. 7-3. It's the top of the sixth. And when we talked last segment, I brought up the fact that it's beautiful what Aaron Judge is doing right now, especially for a New York Yankee. The New York Yankees are on a little bit of a skid right now, below .500 for the month of August. And if you go back to the start of the season, Aaron Judge and the Yankees, they were in contract negotiations. Aaron Judge felt like the Yankees were kind of lowballing him. He declined their offer, and he basically said, I'm going to play this year out. I'm going to bet on myself and just go play. And that's what he did. The New York Yankees decided to, they tried to make him look bad. This is what we offered. This is how much we offered. This is how long we offered. Just to make him look a little ungrateful. He didn't whine. He didn't complain. All he's done is go out and up until now have a historic season. Aaron Judge plays in the Bronx, New York, South Bronx, New York, for the New York Yankees. And I said it was very interesting. It is still very interesting that if you stick in New York City, a gigantic city, and you go over to Brooklyn, that you have someone like Kevin Durant, one of the best basketball players, one of the best offensive players of all time. He's in Brooklyn. And all this dude has been doing, he's like the opposite of Aaron Judge. Kevin Durant signed a contract last year, a four-year extension, $200 million. And before he's even played a minute for his new contract, he's already wanting out. He wants a trade. He didn't want to be there. He tried to force his way. Fire the general manager. Fire the coach. Get him out of here. And so it's real interesting how in one big city, you got two stars. And then one is just, I would say he's exemplary in how he carries himself. And that would be Aaron Judge. And on the other hand, you have Kevin Durant, who's just basically been, unfortunately, a 7-foot crybaby. you know, I appreciated what he's done and not caring what people think and how he goes about his business. But my thought process on that has changed over the past several months. He's done nothing but pile on and be a world-class whiner. And he's on Twitter enough. He cares enough. But then he says he doesn't care. And so as a part of that conversation, just in looking at the city in total and the Bronx and Brooklyn and New York City and how big it is, I said that not everybody knows in New York City, because it's a gigantic city, because the metropolitan area is so huge, and I was trying to illustrate how huge it was, I brought up that not everybody knows Aaron Judge in the New York City metropolitan area. Not everybody knows Kevin Durant in the metropolitan area. And Shep brought up the fact that, hey, everybody knows Durant. Most people know Durant. And I said, nah, not so sure. I'm positive there are people who don't know. I know people who have absolutely no interest in sports that wouldn't know. And so we got into the back and forth about, you know, the popularity and who knows this. And who I'm like, nah, not every – we cover sports. And, yeah, there's a lot of sports that goes outside of the realm into the mainstream. But there's still some people who don't care. As many accomplishments that a Durant might have, he's just another famous basketball player that people go, okay, yeah, who? And so we've got the phone lines open right now. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Steven is calling from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Steven?
Good evening, JR. I really enjoy your show, and I just wanted to affirm or totally agree with what you're saying. For example, my mother, she doesn't care one lick about sports, and Kevin Durant could walk past her, and she would probably think, oh, that guy must play basketball of some sort. And even about him being in the Olympics, I mean, the only thing that she may watch from the Olympics is it's ice skating. So even that doesn't. But, you know, unfortunately, Kevin Durant doesn't transcend basketball. He's not like LeBron, who, you know, has been involved in Black Lives Matter and is in the media for other things besides basketball. And, of course, it's because of his basketball and he uses it as a platform. But, you know, there are so many people, and she lives in New York. She works as a home healthcare nurse, you know, goes to different people's houses. And, you know, there are immigrants. There are people who are just trying to get by day to day and don't have any clue as far as, you know, who sports figures are, you know, and not majority, but there is a significant amount of people who just are not aware. And my mother would be shocked if I said, Mom, there's a lot of people who don't know who Nancy Pelosi is, the Speaker of the House.
There you go. Well, that's actually a perfect scenario. Everybody has, and I think everybody can do a little bit better as in relations to civics and people in charge of public policy. I think we'd all be in a much better situation, right, if more people were aware of that. But you hit the nail on the head. We can walk around, and I can ask plenty of people, who's Nancy Pelosi? I can go ahead and ask someone, hey, do you know who Eric Holder is? Or who Colin? We can go on and on throughout the list. You know, we operate in our own spaces. And what interests you? What are you passionate about? And that's a line that people follow along, Steve. I appreciate you, man.
Yeah, you too. Take care. Have a good night.
No doubt about it. Sean is calling from Oregon. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, I just wanted to second that last call and what you're saying. You know, that it takes a lot to be like a household name. You know, that, and there's so many different escapes out there. Sports was a big escape for people, and there's so many different things for people to do, and you know, not too many people know who the heavyweight champ is anymore. And back in the old days, everybody could tell you that. And you know Floyd Mayweather Jr., you know, a lot of people don't know who he is, but you know, everyone knows who Mike Tyson is. You know, that's who I think of. You know, and then Summer Olympics, you know, basketball, you know, when I think of something like that, I think of Michael Phelps. You know, those are household names. You know, a lot of people know who those people are.
Yeah, we're in a fractured place. Thank you. Tommy's calling from New Orleans. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Tommy?
What's up, JR? How you doing, my man?
I'm very well.
Good. Listen, I have never been to New York, so I have really no frame of reference, but I cannot get my head around the fact that, or your notion that people who don't know who Aaron Judge is in New York City, and I'm not being argumentative, I'm just saying, I don't know how that's possible. Anyway,
I'll try to explain it. I'll put it to you this way. Drew Brees. Drew Brees is the biggest star probably in New Orleans over the past 20 years, right?
He still is, yeah.
Right. So if I am coming over from Houston, Texas, and I am a seamstress, and I'm deciding to take my business to New Orleans, and I don't care about football, and I move over to New Orleans, am I necessarily going to know who Drew Brees is?
Well, maybe not, but I would suggest to you that you familiarize yourself quickly with Drew Brees because nobody knows who Zion is, right?
Right. That's where I'm from,
and that's what I'm saying. I can't get my head around that. Anyway,
that's my point. Imagine having a seamstress, a cook, an international businessman, and they all come to New York City, and it's just like, tricky. I don't care about the Yankees or baseball. I'm here to make my money.
It's trippy. But real quick, man, the reason I called was, all right, so I don't know when it dawned on me. I think it was when I heard Pujols had hit, 693 or
four,
something like that.
Four.
And I was like, wait a minute. That's really close to 700. And I know there's only three dudes, well, two and a half dudes who are in that club. And then Judge is doing what he's doing. And I'm like, my God, we are living in the middle of baseball history, sports history, right? Like, this is epic. But there's that twinge in the back of my mind. And, JR, I hope to Christ that I am the only person listening or calling you tonight that feels this way. I hope to God that there's nothing going on, man, because this can erase all that stuff for those guys that did what they did that came before these gentlemen. I'd like to hear your opinion on that. That's all.
I'm going to go ahead and answer that.
I'll talk to you later, bro.
Thank you. Thank you, Tommy, for calling from New Orleans. Tommy is insinuating that it would be a travesty. It would be a disaster if something came out, whether tomorrow, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years down the line, if Aaron Judge breaks this record, home run record for the American League, and if Aaron Judge, if we find out that he was using some type of PED, and he wants to know what I think about that. And so what I will do is tell you exactly what I think about that on the other side of the break. The phone lines are still open. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to take more of your calls. I'm going to answer his question about Aaron Judge and potential of PEDs. We got a lot to do.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, JR. Pleasure to speak to you. I just recently discovered your show a few weeks ago, and just got to tell you that you've got a very easy listening style.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. We had a bunch of NFL players get cut today, about 800 of them. Aaron Judge just hit another home run about an hour ago. He now has 51 on the season, and it's not even September. You just heard in the news break, John Gruden decided to kind of open up his mouth about his email scandal, and we'll get into that at the top of the hour, next hour. And we got a bunch of callers on the line right now as we've talked about Aaron Judge and his potential assault on the record books. I think it's a foregone conclusion. Aaron Judge, and it's been this way for months now, he's going to be the American League MVP. It's just what his stats and what his numbers look like when we get to the end of the season. Right now, he's on pace for 64 home runs. which would be an American League record for a single season, passing Maris's 61 home runs. And then on the all-time list, single season, Barry Bonds, Mark McGwire, and Sammy Sosa are sitting there as well. But a lot of people kind of roll their eyes at it. So I would consider, personally, Aaron Judge to be that guy. One of our callers right before the break asked me, he said, hey, JR, look, if Aaron Judge goes out and we find out somehow, some way that he was using, this will devastate baseball. And yeah, of course it will. I don't think we have evidence otherwise. And when I say otherwise, I don't think there's any evidence whatsoever that Aaron Judge is using. If I had to think about it this way, Aaron Judge, sure, we've seen guys stand in the batter's box that have been absolutely huge. There's a reason that Frank Thomas was called the Big Hurt. Mark McGwire was not a small man by any stretch of the imagination. Aaron Judge is bigger than Frank Thomas. He's about 2-3 inches taller. Yes, Aaron Judge outweighs what Frank Thomas played at his peak by about 30 to 40 pounds. That sounds ridiculous. And we've had tall, just guys standing in the batter's box. I'm pretty sure most of our callers or listeners, they might remember Richie Sexson. Well, Richie Sexson was 6'7", just like Aaron Judge, played first base. Richie Sexson was a beanpole. He had amazing bat speed. He had amazing power. He was a big, gigantic human being. Aaron Judge outweighs him by like 70 to 80 pounds. And so if I want to think about someone who's able to hit 60 home runs, 50 home runs, it's not a shock that it's Aaron Judge, who's probably the biggest, most athletic, full-time baseball player for his size that we have seen. Yeah, we can put tall guys, the big unit on the mound, and we can put a guy out there 6'10 and 6'11 and have him sidearm and strike everybody in the world out. But to have Aaron Judge, 6'7, 275, 280, playing center field still makes no sense. This man is a power forward playing baseball. And so what do I know about strength and power? But he's been able to combine it with skill and athleticism as well, which is absolutely amazing to watch, because you don't think somebody that big is going to be able to move the way he does. You don't think someone who's hitting home runs like that can actually be skillful in hitting a baseball. We got a lot of players who are all or nothing, home run or strikeout. And that's what Aaron Judge was when he came up to the big leagues. This man can hit for average. He can get on base. He can hit a single as much as he can hit a double. And if you're not watching him every single night, you might just think it's just bombs away for Aaron Judge. No, when he hits a home run, it goes a long way. But he's also capable of playing situational baseball. He is a situational hitter. He's a freak. He's going to win MVP. And until I hear or see otherwise, I'm not going to say, oh, my God. Well, there's a chance he could be using. There's a chance anybody could be using. Did I think Fernando Tatis Jr. was going to come out and be suspended? Hell no. But Fernando Tatis Jr., just even over the course of the past year, he's shown himself to make some dumbass mistakes. Aaron Judge has been a New York Yankee in the public spotlight since 2017. All things considered, is that a very long time? Is that 10, 15 years? No, it's not. But I can't think of a more upstanding individual who has said things the right way, done things the right way. Yes, it'd be a massive shock if he came out and was quote-unquote on something. I'd be shocked out of the high heavens. Alex Rodriguez? Nope, not surprised. Fernando Tatis Jr.? He showed himself over the past year before this to be a little tricky when it comes to, you know, his behavior and things that he's done. Aaron Judge has never said anything, done anything, He's been absolutely amazing with the fans, with the media, how he's handled himself. Ain't got no sweat, no problems with him. 855-212-4CBS. Eric is calling from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Reef Show.
Hey, JR, how you doing?
I'm good. Go ahead, Eric, quickly.
Good. Quick question, man. It's sort of been on my mind all day, man. Just been thinking about it. This situation, man, with the kid, with the punter, Matt Araiza.
Yes.
From Buffalo that they released. So I'm just like, I don't know, man. These allegations, man, that what they're saying, man, if it's true, man, it's just horrendous. It's horrible, man. I mean, you've had callers call up to the show, and when Deshaun Watson was in this situation, I mean, he got roasted. You know what I mean? I mean, he got roasted. But it seemed like no one's really talking about this kid, man. Like, what happened? Like, what's going on? What you think?
Well, I think we all know why. Who, in a general sense, is he in comparison to Deshaun Watson? The answer is nobody. Deshaun Watson plays quarterback. Deshaun Watson is someone that people have followed since college. Deshaun Watson is someone who is one of the best quarterbacks who we've seen step onto a field in over the past 5 to 10 years. Deshaun Watson is damn good. People know who he is. And a lot of folks say kicker, punter. Yes, they are absolutely important. But to kind of weigh it on the scale, who is he in comparison to Deshaun Watson? The answer is nobody. Otherwise, he would have been dropped like a bad habit. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. More of your calls after this. We'll get into Gruden and so much more. Don't move.